Hello?
Hello, my name is John, and we are conducting a survey. Your participation is important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential. What is your zip code?
4-8-2-0-5.
4-8-2-0-5?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it for 205. And what is the year of your birth?
1372.
72?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else, like additional gender category?
Female.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your opinion. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? How would you say Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican?
I'm not voting.
Someone else? You did not vote in the 2020 general election?
2020? No.
Did not vote? Oh, okay. And are you of a Hispanic, Latino, or a Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. And what is your race? Would you say
black.
White, black, or okay. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered, just don't vote.
Okay, I see. So, as you may know, there will be elections for offices like president, and U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote.
Zero.
Are the chances to
not vote?
Oh, okay. Definitely not.
Mhm.
Okay. I see, ma'am. Thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Can you please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and a 0 means that the black community has no power at all? From 0 to 10, how would you rate that, ma'am?
0.
Okay, thank you for your opinion, ma'am. We appreciate it. And can you please rate your level of motivation in this case for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Yes, ma'am. What would be your on that one? Your opinion between 0 and 10. How would you rate that? Hello. Yes, hello. How would you rate that, ma'am? Between 0 and 10. Hello?
No, won't vote.
I'm sorry?
You asked me what I won't vote?
No, I was asking you about the statement that I read to you for you to rate it between 0 and 10, where 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, 5 means neutral, 0 means not at all motivated. You may use any number between that scale.
0.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. And now we would like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, neutral, And a zero means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you never heard of the people and or groups, you can please indicate so as well. The first one on the list is Barack Obama. For Barack Obama, between 0 and 10, how would you rate him? You may use any number between that scale.
0.
0. Okay, thank you. The next one on the list is Mark Kelly.
Neutral.
Mark Kelly.
Neutral.
If you never heard of this, of neutral, you said?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. And thank you for your opinion. The next one is for Josh Shapiro.
Never heard of him.
Oh, okay. Never heard of Josh. Not a problem, ma'am. The next one on the list is for Kamala Harris.
Never heard of.
Okay. The next one is for Tim Walz.
Same.
From
same
0 to 10.
Same actor. Never heard of.
Okay. The next one is for Joe Biden.
0.
Thank you for your opinion. The next one is for Donald Trump.
It's definitely 0.
Thank you for your opinion. The next one is for Gretchen Whitmer.
Never heard of.
Thank you, ma'am, for letting us know. And the next one is for J.D. Vance.
Same thing, never heard of.
Never heard of J.D. Vance? Okay, not a problem, ma'am, and appreciate your opinion. And what do you think are the three most important issues facing the country today? You can select the top three issues most important to you out of the list that I'm going to read. You can stop me anytime when you think that is I have read something that is one of the most important to you. The first one, it says the rising cost of living. The next, it says reducing.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, you're fine. I was just going to read the next one to you. You can stop me anytime when I get to one of the issues that you think that is the most important to you. You can select up to three in this case. The first one was the rising cost of living. The second one is reducing racism and discrimination. The next option, it's immigration. The next one, it is access to good jobs. The next one is better transportation systems. The next one, it says access to quality education. The next one, it says affordable quality housing. Remember, you can stop me anytime, when you get to hear one that is important to you out of the list that I'm reading.
It's better living, housing, quality of living.
Oh, okay.
And what else?
Quality of education. Okay.
Yeah, no that problem. Too. And
awesome, man. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I think it was living.
The rising cost of living was the first one that you told me, access to quality education. What would be the last one out of the options that I read to you? Would you say affordable quality health care?
Yes.
Okay, not a problem, ma'am. Thank you for letting us know that. We're almost done. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would you say Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump,
not
third
voting.
Party candidate, not vote. Okay,
mm-mm.
I see, ma'am. So will not vote in this case at all in the upcoming elections?
I won't be voting.
All right. And thank you for your opinion. We appreciate that, ma'am. And as of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, will that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated to vote, make no difference, somewhat
make
less
no difference.
Motivated? Makes no difference. Okay, thank you for letting us know your opinion. Last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, makes no difference, or somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Makes no difference.
Makes no,
yes.
No difference. Thank you. Kamala Harris is president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all, ma'am.
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Thank you for your appeal. Appreciate that, ma'am. And in this case, it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform. As president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, by some, little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Understood. Thank you for that. I wanted to ask, as for the following traits, I would like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her, only describes a bit, or really does not describe her. The first one, it says that she is prepared to be president. Do you think that really describes her, somewhat describes her, describes a bit, or really does not describe Kamala Harris in this case?
I don't know.
Okay, the next one is that it says that she is a strong black woman. On that one, with using the same scale, how would you describe that?
I don't know about that.
And
I don't know
the
about
next
her.
One, it says that is someone young. About, have you heard about her? Because I kind of like put don't know and all of your answers.
No,
that's multiple answers.
I never heard of her.
At all?
I don't go.
I mean,
yeah, I don't do politics.
Okay, so you don't get to vote at all? You don't know this person?
No.
Okay.
I don't know that person.
I cannot just give them and put don't know and I cannot do. And that's why we give you the options, so that way you can get to choose one out of the options in there. But I cannot just put I don't know in all of them. I'm sorry.
Okay, but I don't know them people. I don't do politics at all.
I understand. And if you don't, then I will just continue with because then I cannot put I don't know in all of your answers. I'm sorry. Thank you for your time.